I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to on a Thursday, and we'll lead you into later tonight. A huge game. NFC implications for the Eagles. Football starts tonight. Eagles on Saturday. Go for a clinch. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, that's probably going to be the best game of the season.
Huge game.
Yeah, but before we get into the show, allow me a moment to just long talk just for a second.
Okay.
Because I am a man of my word, and I pay my debts. I pay my debts. And with that being said, Kyle, I got something for you. Wait a minute.
Do you have a mason jar?
I didn't have a mason jar.
You have a plastic bag.
But
full
I have
of
a plastic
oh,
bag.
That's pretty shy.
And let me tell you the story behind this, right? So I started counting. Then I got tired of counting. So I think this feels like 800 pennies.
That's not 800 pennies.
Hold on.
There's no
that
shot.
That feels like 800.
No. There's no feels like.
That's not 800 pennies.
I threw a few dimes in there.
Oh, okay. That's different then. Excuse me.
It's about 400 pennies. It's probably about four. I'm still counting, but I tell you what.
Right,
you
well
count these out.
I'll wait for the second bag.
No, I'm saying you count these out. Tell me how many you got in here.
I'm not counting them out.
And then I'll give you the rest.
We should get someone to count them out to see how close Hugh is to his paying off his debt.
Well, yeah, it's like I got tired of counting after like 20.
After 20?
I just start grabbing pennies.
Oh, like, my God. All
this
right.
This feels like 800.
Man,
this feels
like 800. That's not 800
Holy
pennies.
Hell.
You don't think so?
Hold it up for everyone watching on YouTube to see. Like, guys, come on. That's not. That's
me,
there's no shot
Wait
that's 800 pennies.
Justin, if you don't put this camera on me, do that look like 800 pennies?
No.
That look like 800 pennies.
There's not
me.
A shot. Kyle, look at that. Is that 800?
There's zero. That's at least 400 pennies.
I think that's pushing maybe 400.
No, that's 400. That's at least 400 pennies.
I have my doubts.
Have you seen a penny before in a long time?
Yes, I've seen pennies.
They don't even make pennies
anymore.
They just
minted the final one right here in Philadelphia. All right, 215-592-9494.
That feel like at least 600 pennies.
Not a shot. Okay, lot to get into today. But Hugh, I was thinking about something this morning as we get ready for week 16 in the NFL. And the Eagles going for a clinch on Saturday against the Commanders, right? So hearing a lot on the station this week about the win over the Raiders and moving forward and the rest of the season and all that. And Hugh, I realized something. And we do this collectively once in a while. As a group, as a fan base, we do this, I would say, probably once a season. In baseball, probably five times a season, but with the Eagles, certainly probably once a season, where we overreact and we look at something and we get very upset and very frustrated. And then you kind of take a 10,000 foot view of it and you say, it wasn't actually as bad as we thought. And what I mean by that is the way the team played for 3 weeks. We overreacted to the 3-game losing streak. Here is the reality. Go back and look at all three of those games. They had a chance to win each one, right? The Cowboys game, they should have won. The Bears game, although that was probably the worst they played collectively in any game on both sides, they were still within a point or so early in the fourth quarter or late in the third quarter. And then the Chargers game, their offense played like garbage, and they still could have won the game in overtime if they didn't turn the ball over again. So that was a 3-game losing streak. That was to a decent Cowboys team a good Bears team, a good Chargers team. Bears and Chargers are likely going to be in the postseason. And I look at those games now in retrospect, and I'm like, were they really that different than the other games this season? They just happened to not win those games, right? They beat the Bucs barely. They beat the Rams barely. That, you know, a lot of the games they've won this year, the Packers, the Lions, they haven't played great football, but they just won a close game. And in those three games, they happened to lose close games. I think we overreacted. The team is the same. The team is good, especially on defense, but they're flawed on offense. They have issues, but they have a shot. And nothing really changed in 3 weeks. And what really got my attention on this is, I was looking at the Super Bowl odds this morning. The Super Bowl odds for the Eagles really have never shifted much. You know, maybe early in the season they were a favorite, but over the last 2 months they've been up near the top, not at the top. They were passed by the Rams a long time ago, and they're one of the contenders. That didn't change even with the three-game losing streak. Hugh Douglas, what are you feeling on this as we kind of recovered from that? We got the win on Sunday, beat the Raiders. Did we overreact to the three-game losing streak?
You gave me a lot to digest, Joe.
Yep.
And you also, in there, you compensated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You gave
truth
the Chicago Bears their props.
They're good.
When you were talking about, like before, not just you, but everybody else was talking about how bad they were and how bad their defense were and things of that nature. Now, we have moved the line when it comes to this squad. Now, to your point, every team that they've lost to is a contender.
Yeah.
And that's how you rationalize that. But this squad is underachieved all season long. I mean, if you want to be honest, if you want to keep it a bean, they've underachieved for the money that they're getting paid and for the output of this offense. That's a fact. The defense, for more bang for their buck, this is where the defense is a luxury, not a necessity, was born from. For what you've paid those players on that defensive side of the ball,
yeah,
they've exceeded expectations. That was where this whole thing was born from. You are not paying your defensive guys, and you're getting the most out of them. This offense has underachieved from the beginning of the season all the way until now. Now, to your point, I'll give them the props when you say, okay, yeah, they have played tough with teams that are going to the playoffs. But is that good enough, especially when you talk about the Super Bowl defending champions, when you talk about a lot of times, which we like to point out, our $50 million quarterback or our $30 million receivers, or our $26 million running back.
Yeah.
That is not good enough. And that is not the standard that has been set for this football team. The standard is what the standard is. Quoting Jalen Hurts, getting my Jalen Hurts-isms on right now. And this team has not lived up to the standards. We've talked all season long about I don't remember ever having a conversation, maybe outside of the Giants game, where I've heard the word dominant and offense used in the same sentence.
No, they haven't been. Yeah, because they're not a dominant offense.
That's a problem.
So I wish it was better too, Hugh. I do. I guess the way I view it is they have not been a great team all year. And if you look at the way they've played, I'm someone that believes in sports things even out, right? And when they were 8-2, did they really look like an 8-2 team? They didn't.
No, they didn't.
They're 9-5 now. That actually kind of fits. The Eagles have played, when I watch them most weeks, they look like a 9-5 team. They are mostly outstanding on defense. They have enough on offense that it should be competent, but it's not great. They usually come together in the tough moments and win close games. That hasn't happened as much the last month, but for the most part, it has over the last few years. It's evened out, and I think we overreacted because we started to think, oh, they're 8-2, they're going to win every week, every game, and the reality is they're not good enough to win every week, every game.
Okay, let's look at it from this perspective. Let's go back, like what we don't like to do, but let's go back to the Super Bowl and the way that Jalen played against a vaunted Kansas City Chiefs defense, the defense that got them in the position that they were in to win, to be in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen played lights out, and I think the consensus was that we felt that this was just another stepping stone in the progression of our quarterback.
Some people thought
okay,
that.
But I thought it. I'll be the first to say I thought that. Okay, so if you're being honest with yourself and ask yourself this question, has our quarterback progressed this season?
No.
And I know people that there's a lot that goes into that equation. You know, when you talk about the offensive coordinator and all the other stuff. But even if you take that out, does it look like there's been some progression in Jalen's game?
No.
If anything, look like it's been regression.
Yes, yes.
So that's somewhat of a problem. And I know, like, listen, I'm not taking shots at Jalen, for y'all sensitive individuals that are listening to the station. But there are certain intangibles that are in this equation that, you know, you just can't deny, and he's one of them. This offense has underachieved greatly for whatever reason. If it's Kevin Petullo, if it's Nick Sirianni's play calling, whatever. For this team to have the kind of performance that they had in the Super Bowl, and to come back and struggle the way that they have struggled this season, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I hear you, and I know a lot of people felt that way, and I felt that to an extent during the losing streak. I guess as I take a bigger view at it.
That's copium, Joe.
No, I don't think it's coping.
I'm your friend, Joe. I got to tell you the truth.
It's not coping. They're not coping. A great team this year. Like, that's it. Like, I've realized that.
If they're not a great team.
Are you think they're a great team this season?
No, but.
Well, that's what I said.
But why are we thinking that this team, the way it's presently constructed, is going to be able to make a run and go to the Super Bowl?
Well, not a great team doesn't win the Super Bowl every single season. It doesn't. I mean, sometimes teams get hot. And if they put themselves in the right position, they could improve from here on out and go make a run. I mean, that's still possible. I'm not ruling that out. I'm just saying 9-5, when you add it all together, it fits the way they've played this year. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop in. We got a lot to do today. Your phone call's coming up here. We'll get to everyone. You're going to hear from N'Kobe Dean and Landon Dickerson the other day with a bit of a feisty moment with reporters here. Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak? I think we did. Hugh Douglas does not. Kyle, where do you come down? Did we overreact for a few weeks here?
Frankly, I'm appalled at you, Joe Giglio. Hold on. First of all, there's just the basic fact that on this 3-game losing streak, they fell from the 1 seed to the 3 seed.
Yeah.
Not good.
I agree with that.
Everything this season is viewed or was viewed through the prism of how will this look in the postseason. You sustain this type of play against good postseason competition, good teams? And I think what everyone was saying, me and you included, was you play with fire so long,
you're going to get burnt.
You get burnt.
Yeah.
They got burnt. And I'm not convinced just by this win over the Raiders that all of a sudden they're still not going to get burnt in the postseason. Like, I guess maybe it's my fault that I haven't readjusted my expectations for this team.
Yeah, it's kind of your fault, though.
Sure, but, I mean, so be it then. But, like, that's still the way that I'm looking at this. Like, because I know that this is wide open in the NFC. I know this is wide open in the NFL.
So I think Kyle and I see it similarly. I guess I just am not surprised. Like, when they were 8-2, they weren't really playing like a number one seed.
So I agree. Caught
them. They got burnt. And now we're dealing with a few burns.
So, like, right. But
it's okay.
It's okay.
But, like, I had freaked out this season about I didn't want to get burnt. Yeah, I want them to fix it so that they don't get burnt.
Right.
And they did get burnt.
Yes. Again.
So that annoyed me.
I hear you. I just think we overreact a little bit. They are going to be a playoff team. They're going to win the division. They're going to have a shot in the playoffs. Those things were all true before the 3-game losing streak. They're all true now. 215-592-9494. All right. Where do you come down on this? Did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak that we went through a few weeks ago? Your reaction, everything. Your phone call's coming up on the other side. And we'll let you hear from both N'Kobe Dean and Landon Dickerson. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about Fanatics. Mm-hmm. Football is in full swing. And let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with other sports books. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter, and some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet plays on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Together we can do anything. Our confidence didn't waver. Our confidence didn't waver one bit. The joy we have in practice, we were still a good loose in practice. We still dancing and going into the huddle. We still hyping each other up. And that showed us, like, hey, as long as we do ourselves, we can be confident in ourselves, and if we do it together, we can do anything.
The voice of N'Kobe Dean there. I do like the music under it, too. It does fit. Welcome back. It's a Midday Show. Hugh
together
Douglas.
We can do anything.
That's right. Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
Love those defensive guys, man. They're super positive.
They're awesome. And they've been carrying this thing. Heck of a performance. What a shutout over the Raiders on Sunday. All right, now looking back, did we overreact to the 3-game losing streak they had to the Cowboys and the Bears and the Chargers? I think we did. It really, it didn't. The only thing it changed, and Kyle brought up the point, it changed their seeding most likely from, you know, in the mix of the one to that's a long shot now. We'll see what happens. We'll get into tonight and our rooting guide for the Seahawks-Rams game. So I understand that it's frustrating it happened there, but the way I view it is the Eagles are good to very good team, have a real chance to go into the playoffs as probably a three seed, make some noise, and maybe do something great again if they play their best football down the stretch. But they weren't a super great team early in the season. They were getting by, winning close games. And then they started losing some close games. That happens. Things even out. I think we overreacted in kind of saying, no, they stink. Oh, it's over. No, they were basically the same team as they were the whole season, which is good, but they're playing a lot of games that are close unless they play the Giants or the Raiders. Most of these games are the same game. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here on all this. Did we overreact to the three-game losing streak? And then we'll let you hear what Landon Dickerson said after the game in the locker room, specifically about, I guess, some overreaction to Jalen Hurts, if that's what you say that was the last couple of weeks. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, Will?
What's up?
We good, man. We good.
Hey, listen, man, we count down to being great, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, you know, a lot of people go a little far ahead, but, like, I stick to what I'm seeing, what can be done. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of stuff that I say, man, sometimes don't just look at the messenger, listen to the message, mm-hmm. right? Now,
that's
the thing
doable.
Is, like I was saying before, we got to look at what's been working. Under the center, running downhill. You know what I'm saying? That's what's working. See, the thing is, we convinced ourselves that we can't get the running game going, but we can. The only way we can is if we impose our will like we did last season. See, a lot of
last true.
Is what I still see this season. We having a little bumps in the road and everything, but once we start to play together as a team, can't nobody stop us. Can't nobody beat us. Mm. Right now, this season, the reason why we lost some games is because we lost some games. Because we didn't play better than all the rest of the teams. And I keep saying this, man, and I mean this. The only way we will win and get another Super Bowl if we be better than every team, man.
I agree.
It's not about being the best. We have
often
to be
how
better.
It works, huh?
Because everybody, and I keep saying it, everybody's going to bring their best. The thing that I keep saying is, look at that Super Bowl when they're mic'd up, right? Everybody was communicating on the sideline. Everybody was confident. Everybody knew their job. They told each other what jobs needed to they need to do and everything, right? And that's what we need for the remainder of the season to play out. We need to play as a team. Y'all always talking about execution, right? How can we execute if everybody's not on one accord? It's not going to happen.
It can't happen. It cannot happen, Will.
Yeah, in order for us to execute, we have to be on one accord.
So, Will, did we overreact, though, Will?
Listen, that was the question.
We don't react to anything. We hold people accountable.
I got it.
We hold our team.
Will's kind of just been doing his own thing.
If you're making a mistake or you're not playing up to the par that we need you to, yeah, we're going to hold you accountable. And guess what? You're going to have to take that. What we're looking for, complete team. What we're looking for is an identity. And our identity has been winning.
Yeah.
That's our identity. We're Super Bowl champions. Everybody is better for us. Right now, it's the good team. The only team that can beat us is us. The only team we can stick together and play as a team. From here on out, everything is all teamwork. Everything from here out is all strategy. Everything from here on out is playing together, man. When we play together, nobody can stop us. But I just want to say, we're on the verge to doing and making history. We're about to be the only team that repeated twice in our conference in over 20 years. And we can do a double bubble. We can get another Super Bowl right behind that. And then guess what? The destiny is the dynasty, baby. And nobody can stop our destiny but us. So from here on out, I want everybody to think deep and understand what this right here, this Super Bowl, this one right here, is going to make our destiny. It's going to define who we really are. And guess what? All I got to say, baby, is we're the team to beat. We are the dynasty. defending champions. And guess what? We salute our symbolized courage and power and togetherness. And once we put all of them together, baby, can't nobody stop us, because we are the defending champs. And guess what? We fought hard to get it, and we're going to fight hard to maintain it. And we're going to get more as long as we play as a team. And tomorrow, I'm going to really bring the heat, baby, because I wrote down what I need to be done. And we're going to bring it tomorrow, because tomorrow, and from here on out, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's the only focus that's going to be on our mind. Any team that gets in our way, we run it through, and we beat it, baby, because we are the Super Bowl champs. Let's go, baby!
Let's go, Will!
Yeah, baby! Let's go!
Let's go. Good phone call.
Oh,
boom!
Man.
You heard him.
Does he think... Wait. Does he think we overreacted?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he didn't answer
that's
nothing.
It's okay.
He kind of ran through that whole situation.
I think he's been wanting to do that all week.
I know.
Shout out to Will, though. That was pretty
great.
Impressive.
By the way, copper stopped being the predominant part of the penny in 1982.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's been
to
a while
see,
here.
I'm trying to see if I can find me some 79 pennies. If I find me some 79 pennies, then I'm gonna keep those because
you're gonna hold on to the older pennies.
Well, because if it's real copper in it, they're worth more. Like they're worth more.
No, it's a penny.
But it's worth more. I could probably get a couple dollars.
What do we think about when Hughes Holiday Stocking is done?
Mm-hmm.
Hughes Clues we put on the back burner yet again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Again.
Just listen.
We have people, you know, like those candy jars where people have to guess, count the amount of candies in there.
Yeah.
What do you think? Give away a prize.
Hey, you know what? What's funny?
But now the
how many pennies do you think are in the bag?
Well, let's make sure Hugh counts actually what's in the bag.
Well, we will need to figure out.
I started to count, and then I was like, damn.
At 20, you quit? 20?
It was like
50.
Yeah.
Yeah. The idea that you're trying to spend that there's 800 pennies in that bag is insane.
This guy did Eagles training camp at Lehigh.
But, this feels at least like
but quit after 50 pennies.
Hey, listen, this feels like 400. It feels like at least 400 pennies.
It's not 800. I know that.
It feels like 400.
Okay, 215-592.
I thought about giving him some dimes, but I'm like, no.
94. No, you're not. The Hugh Douglas I know would not just give away dimes. I mean, come on now. 215-592-9494. All right, did we overreact? And you could say I overreact. That's fine. But did we overreact? Did we overreact collectively to the three-game losing streak? It feels like we did. I mean, really, how much appreciably changed in the three-game losing streak? They're still going to win the division, right? All they need is win on Saturday, and they're going to win the division. I don't think they were playing like the top team in the conference. I said that. I said that when they were 8-2. When we did the tiers of teams before they came out of the bye, I had them below Seattle and LA. I didn't think they were playing as well as those teams, even when their record was basically the same. So I don't think their reality changed. This is the kind of team they are this year. And when you look at those games, now that I go back, right, we got to win, we're calmed down now. Look at those three games. The Cowboy game, they lost right at the end. The Bear game, although it got lopsided by the end, that score was within a point, right, in the late third quarter. That's a game. And then the Charger game, it goes to overtime in spite of them playing the way they did on offense. So those games, if the ball tips a different way, or you know, they get a different bounce, they might win those games just like they won the Tampa game or the Rams. But is that different than the early in the season? The Rams game was like that. The Bucs game was like that. The Chiefs game was like that. They're all the same game.
You know, I hear you, Joe, and I also understand, because I know somebody's going to call in probably later today and talk about how tough the schedule is. But you're talking about a whole bunch of ifs and maybes. When this team was put together, they were put together with the sense, and they got paid like they were going to come out and dominate. Now, I know there's a whole lot of intangibles that go into that. I'm not a dummy. I mean, I played the game. But at the same time, that can't be the house that you want to build, you want to live in. It can't be.
I agree, but that is this house. I mean, other than the Giants and the Raiders, have they dominated anybody?
No. That's partly because this offense has been inept.
I agree.
And it shouldn't be. That's the thing. That's where I'm stuck on. It shouldn't be. You know, when you talk about the years that the quarterback has been in the league, you talk about the offensive line that we have and all this other, we shouldn't struggle like this on basic stuff. We shouldn't struggle with, you know, simplistic routes and things of that nature and looking predictable. That's not what we should do. When you talk about the Patriots dynasty and when they were losing because teams were just, like, they were lined up and they were either banged up or they were just in a tough sled. But you never, only one year I think you heard where they said something about have teams caught up to Patrick Mahomes. But they found a way to fight through all of that, to fight through that adversity. This team for the last couple of weeks, well, for the whole season as a matter of fact, our conversation about them has been offensive coordinator.
Quarterback.
Simple quarterback, simplistic offense. Mm-hmm. Which should not be the case when you have this type of talent. And I don't know, and people, I don't know who to blame that on. Kevin Petullo seems to be the flavor of the month here. I don't know if that's the case. But there's something disconnected with this team. If it's Nick Sirianni, I don't know. But the bottom line is this. With the talent that we've amassed, when you look at our depth chart compared to anybody else's, there's no way on God's green earth we should be close to any of these other teams that we play.
So I hear you, but is this – other than the running game, is this any different than last year?
No, it is. But you know what the difference is?
The passing game wasn't good last year anyway.
Jalen's playing about the same. He just got hot.
Right.
He got hot last year.
I agree.
Because some of the same complaints were there last year.
I agree. So really, like if you had told me before the season started, Joe, heading into the Washington game, week 16, Eagles are 9-5. They could clinch the division. And you say, Joe, Saquon just didn't have the same kind of year. The offensive line was banged up. He wasn't the same guy, maybe off of all the touches last year. And you say, what does this season look like? I don't know, 9-5? What would I expect? I wouldn't expect dominance. I wouldn't expect 13 wins out of 14 games. I probably would call it like this, 9-5. That sounds pretty good. Back-to-back division titles, I would have taken it. I think what caught us is we got used to winning every game, and then we lost three in a row. Sometimes things just even out. Like, if we had lost the Bucs game, but won the Chargers game, if we had lost the Chiefs game, but beat the Cowboys. Would we have screamed the same way in November? I don't think we would have.
Same team.
Here's
why I am with this, and I'm going to put it on the quarterback because I want to know what people think, and I'm going to say it like this: what is Jalen Hurts? When you ask what he and you can't use winner.
You're asking everyone out
to describe Hurts
without that word?
Without that word.
Woo!
Describe Jalen Hurts without that word. Because here's where I'm at with it. And again, not taking shots at him. Got to be clear with that. But when you talk about a five-year quarterback, like think about what they're saying about Drake May in New England.
I mean, he might win the MVP of the league.
And how he's been playing and how he has that team performing. Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts been to two Super Bowls. But that is something that I cannot dispute with you. But I'm asking everybody, and I'm asking you too, Joe, outside of the winner word, how would you describe Jalen Hurts as a quarterback?
I would say right now, and I think there's been different iterations of Hurts.
No, I'm talking about in his career. I'm talking about the totality of Jalen Hurts.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I think that's fair because the point that I'm trying to make is this, people, that this late in his career – I feel like we should know what he is outside of using that word to describe him because that's what he's accomplished. He's accomplished winning throughout his whole career. But when you talk about, when you say, okay, what to his core, what is Jalen Hurts? So who is Jalen Hurts? Not who is Jalen Hurts, but what is he as a quarterback?
Can I have a different word.
I don't think you can answer that.
I'm going to use a second word.
What's that?
Well, because I used two words. Pretty good was two words. Because I was describing how good I think he is. But you asked for a word. I would say dependent. He's dependent on what he's got
to
run.
Yeah, going back to the backseat driver type.
Yeah, I mean, He's dependent on the offensive coordinator being on point. He's depending on his defense being excellent. He's depending on his offensive line being excellent. His run game, which he used to be a bigger part of. I mean, he used to be a bigger part of the run game. Now, he hasn't been, and that comes with age with a mobile quarterback. He's depending on his running game. He's dependent on great receivers. He's dependent. I mean, that's how I view him. 215-592-9494. How about Hugh Douglas throwing a – I mean, you're going to have everyone in a spin cycle today.
I'm not trying to have anybody
asking
in a spin cycle.
Asking people to describe Hurts without the word winner is hard.
I'm not trying to have anybody in a spin cycle, but what I'm saying is this. Every year for the last 3 years – I'm just going to use the last 3 years. We've sputtered offensively for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator, whatever. But I'm just asking people, okay, outside of the word winner – how would you describe him? Like, what is some of his attributes? What are some of his skill sets that you feel makes him an elite quarterback? I think he's a very, very good quarterback, elite quarterback. At one time, I thought he was. He's not playing that way right now. But when you talk about the progression of quarterbacks, it feels like there's been it's been stagnant a little bit.
And I think that's contributed to the offense the last couple of years. 215-592-9494. All right, speaking of Jalen Hurts, can we hear from Landon Dickerson? Landon Dickerson after the game. Obviously, last week, there was a lot of conversation about Jalen Hurts. It was the most conversation about Hurts that we've had in a long time in a, what's going on here? And I'll put my hand up. I was very strong about it. I think long-term, there's a quarterback problem if he plays the way he has in the last couple of weeks. And I did say last week, if he continued to play at that level, that I would have considered sitting him down. Now, luckily, he didn't play at that level on Sunday. He played good against the Raiders, and away we go. But that was out there last week, right? A lot of conversation about Jalen, opinion about Jalen after all the tough games in a row. Here was Landon Dickerson after the game on Sunday, going back and forth with reporters a little bit about where that Jalen criticism was coming from.
We'll play Jalen Hurts, rough ride this week, obviously, for him. How good was it to see him perform like he did today?
What do you mean, a rough ride?
Yeah, rough game last week, people.
Oh, y'all just like dog him. But, yeah, good game for him.
Fans.
Landon's saying y'all just dog him. Like, he was talking to the media brethren there that were covering the game.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Landon for doing that because that's his teammate.
Yeah, he's defending him.
Yeah, he's defending him. And, there has been a lot being said about Jalen the last couple of weeks that Jalen, obviously, everybody else has heard, but not him. I think it's funny that
we're going back to perception and perceived.
I'm just saying, I just think
perceived pressure.
But this is what happens. Yeah. Like, this is probably the most heat that Jalen has felt his whole career. So you have to feel that.
I agree with you. Probably since his first year when he was trying to just like hold the job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. It's the most pressure.
And I think you heard Ross talk about it. This game is big because people are looking at it like we as fans, we understand that a win is a win. But when you get in the social circles of the NFL, They was like, hey, dog, y'all beat the Raiders. Like, for real. Everybody like, dog, calm
down. Sure.
You beat the Raiders.
Yep.
So, playing against the Commodores this weekend, knowing that the Commodores aren't that good, but you can't even hang your hat on that because we've been beaten by mediocre defenses, you know?
They're bad, though. But
yeah, right. Yeah, but I mean, we can't even use that anymore.
They're bad.
We can't use that anymore. Because, you know, normally, back in the day in the NFL, you could look at, say, okay, 27th-ranked defense against the 5th-ranked offense.
You would take the offense to have a good day. Yeah.
But we are, like, if you look at it, we are right down there with the doldrums of teams offensively. We're down there with the Cleveland Browns as far as efficiency and offense.
Don't say that out loud.
We're in a cul-de-sac with the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, and who else? Yeah.
Jets.
Yeah, we down that way.
It's time to move to a new neighborhood if that's the case. All right, 215-592-9494. Did we overreact? 3-game losing streak was obviously frustrating. It's annoying. They had won so many games for over a year period. It was jarring. But when I take a step back, I'm like, they lost 3 close games to 3 somewhat contested. I mean, the Cowboys are decent, right? And the Chargers and Bears look good and like they're both going to be in the postseason. Those aren't horrendous losses when you kind of unpack the whole thing. And the way I viewed the games is those games were very similar to the ones they won all season. They just happened to be on the losing side, which is what happens to teams that play close games. Self in North Philly's up. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Self, what's up?
Fellas, listen, yes, we overreaction.
Say, Self, yes.
I mean, like, first off, after last season, everybody was talking about how we're going to have a tougher schedule to see how we play, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. We're knocking people off the whole season in the beginning. Then AJ Clown start his stuff, and we get charged.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
turmoil and friction within the organization. So now we distracted. We lose some games. My problem with Philly fans is, for whatever reason, they think you're supposed to win every game, beat every team, and play well every game. Like, that's delusion. That's not even reality. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Mm-hmm.
And I admit, sometimes we beat the teams that we should lose to. Sometimes we lose to the teams that we should beat. It happens. It's the game. But we still find ways to win. We still good. We still in the playoff hunt. We still Super Bowl bound. That's not saying we going, but saying we there. You know what I'm saying? I'm personally starting to question some of y'all hosts on the radio if y'all really Philadelphia mm-hmm. Eagle fans.
Oh,
real for real.
Point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can send Spike back to New York because he a Buffalo fan and he a Josh Allen fan. He don't even need to be
Spike catches straight out of midday.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone be called a Buffalo fan. I've never you ever met a real Bills fan? I never have.
I've seen him. I've seen him jumping through tables.
Usually, people connect the New York thing to the Giants or the Jets.
Like the
maybe
the teams in near the city. Yeah, not like upstate New York. Whatever, it's funny. Go ahead, Soph.
Even though, I mean, I heard him say he got Josh Allen posted up on his wall, and he the biggest Jalen Hurts hater. So I'm starting to question some of y'all.
I doubt he really has a Josh Allen poster.
If you don't think the quarterback's
man,
great,
I doubt he has an Allen. I mean, what grown man has posters?
Who hating?
Who's hating? You.
I ain't hating.
Come on. You's a hater. Soph, we got you, man. We appreciate the phone call. Bottom line is this. I agree with Soph on the point that we overreacted.
We didn't overreact.
We overreacted, yeah. They weren't playing like an 8-2 team. So when they fell to 9-5, we acted as if this was crazy. No, that's what they probably earned.
But all right. So don't you also think that it has something to do with when they were 8-2, we were sitting here going, they're not playing well. And everyone's like, it's fine.
Yes.
That became very frustrating. And then when we saw them get bit for the reasons that we said,
So I
feel like we reacted accordingly.
I agree. I understand your perspective. But there was a lot of people that yelled at me every week and said, it's fine. They win every game. It doesn't matter how they look. And then they got upset when they lost. It does matter how they look. They haven't played overall great football this season. They've had a couple great games. They showed a knack early in the season for winning tight games. It's tough to do that every week. I think we overreacted a bit to the 3-game losing streak. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494.
Jalen Knights are coming out now.
Well, you poked him. Douglas.
Hey, listen, dog. Listen.
This guy is unbelievable. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Freak out here. Nah, welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jillian, joining us now as she does every Thursday. It's Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing,
rolling
Maria?
Out this kind of music.
Well, yes. You know, we're wondering if
we're fellowshipping.
Yes.
And this fellowship has been brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Nobody does it better than Hugh Douglas. Rhea,
fellowshipping.
Yes.
Fellowshipping, yes.
This fellowship is.
And I'm sending angry. Tweets. I'm sending angry.
I don't send angry.
Like,
tweets.
Listen, but this is where I
need told
people,
you to lay low.
Well,
on
I'm
there.
Trying, but here's the thing.
Y'all
got to stop getting real in your feelings when I ask questions about the quarterback. Nobody's hating on Jalen.
You're asking a fish not to swim, dude.
No, but I'm saying I'm not hating on the quarterback. You're listening and you're sending these mononymous text messages.
Mononymous.
They're sending monogamous text messages.
It's not monogamous.
It's not monogamous.
And now they're going to monomana like, the Muppets.
How about you pay attention to the conversation and quit being so sensitive? And you, by you telling me I've never won anything, that does not hurt my feelings.
Well,
it does not.
They're getting the reaction.
You want the bank
account? You're giving them what they want.
I'm giving them what they want because I'm all inclusive. You know what I mean? I'm including people. But it's like, dog, that's not a flex to tell me I ain't never won nothing because you never play. I could just say you never played football
if
I really wanted to. Yeah. So,
I love when Hugh gets mad. It's not mad, irritated.
Irritated.
Well, it's because
they poke the bear.
But because it's nobody can have a serious conversation without being in the feelings, without taking shots. Have you ever noticed anytime you bring some factual stuff to the table, it always becomes personal?
Now, my favorite phone call of the week, and I can't remember his name, but it was on Tuesday. He called up and he gave you all of the stats of where the Eagles were. You know, and Jalen Hurts, and then you said, but they're in the bottom five of offense, and he told you your stats didn't matter.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
But see, this is the thing. This
Those
the
numbers
thing.
Don't count.
Because this is what people have to stop hearing. When I ask the question, what is Jalen?
Yeah.
And you can't use the word winner. You have to ask, so why am I getting upset? Just answer the question. Why is it that when I ask you that, you get offended.
You asked me the question. I said he's a dual threat quarterback, and if he doesn't use his legs, he's not special.
And, what's
wrong with that?
And guess what? Somebody else is going to say something else.
Yeah.
But the point is this, Rhea. Yeah. We don't. He's not defined yet. In his fifth year, we don't really know what he is. He's a winner. Like winner describes what he is.
And we all agree on that.
And that's not an argument. But when I ask what is he as a quarterback, why do you get offended? Because it's a simple question.
When I say dual threat, that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
And the Eagles have had probably more dual threats than anyone in the last 30 years.
Oh, I mean, of course I have. Yeah. I mean, listen, you guys well know my all-time favorite quarterback is Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and boy, did he have a gun. It's the Jalen thing is nuts because I remember at the beginning of this year, you know, I was angered to people, you know, my own co-host, host of our show, Joe DeCamera, didn't want to put Jalen, you know, in high on the list. And I'm like, well, the guy just won a Super Bowl and he was the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the offense painfully for like 12 weeks and it was very painful to watch.
Yep.
So you're dealing with both of those things. And the people don't want to acknowledge that it's not been pretty this year.
It hasn't been.
It's been painful. It's been painful to watch this offense. There's no other way to talk about it.
So, Rhea, as we move forward now, what's your expectation for Saturday and the final three games? So, as much as it was bad for a while, it's right there. I mean, it's a combination of they did enough early to bank wins.
Oh, sure.
And the Cowboys fell apart again. Yeah,
as per usual.
Of course. So, it's all they need to do is win this game, and they win the division. And then they have 2 weeks to handle it the way they want. They could try to get healthy. They could try to build off of the last two. Like, if they win Saturday, they control the final 2 weeks and how they approach it.
And what I said this morning was, I'm kind of looking at this as we look at the trade deadline, the acquisitions you get. You're getting, arguably, the two best players back on offense and defense, presumably healthy.
Yeah, for the playoffs.
So that's why you really do want to win on Saturday night. So then you can just really rest them the rest of the year. I mean, Lane Johnson knows how to play the position. Yeah. Jalen's fine. You got to get those shoulders healthy. And I just love what I loved about what they did on Sunday was they kept running the ball even though they weren't picking up chunks of yards.
I agree.
You got to stay committed to
the run.
Yeah, well, they had quit on it so many times earlier during the season because they got, much like we did, the Eagles got spoiled by those explosive runs last year. They weren't there. But that doesn't mean you stop. You know, and they weren't. What was their biggest run? Maybe 17 yards?
I was going to say it was 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there.
But they kept doing it.
Yep.
So, and you've got a defense like that. I think
defense is going to keep you in the game.
Oh, of course they
There's no question. And how you help them, like I've been telling Joe for weeks, 21 points is your ceiling.
And don't keep them on the field all the time.
You run the ball. You know what I remember about Bill Cowher and the Pittsburgh Steelers when they had Jerome Bettis?
Yeah.
They didn't have a real explosive offense, but they ran the hell out of football.
And you can do that. And especially in weather, you know, that you're going to get.
Inclement weather.
Yeah.
And in the first half, I remember a stat line for Jerome Bettis, like negative 20 yards or something like that.
Yeah.
But in that second half, rushed for like 120 yards.
Yeah.
Got that back.
No,
but you got to stay committed to the run.
I think you hit something, Rhea, that's so important. Because when I look back to the Cowboy game that they lost and the Bears game, because their defense did not play well for long stretch in those games, I just think they were exhausted.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Because those are the only games in the last 2 months where the defenses have looked pretty bad. And I think about it, I'm like, well, of course they look bad. They were tired.
The Chargers game was where I took real issue with some of the decision-making by the coaches, and that was putting the defense back out there first in overtime.
Yep.
I thought that was a huge mistake.
I agree.
They were tired. They were gassed. They were clearly gassed in the Bears game. But that's because the offense was so terrible.
Right, so run the ball, hold the ball.
Ran over him.
I heard Jordan Davis say yesterday that he's never been part of a game where he had to play that few snaps, like as a starter. Like they didn't barely had to do anything on Sunday. They were great. Yeah. They got off the field, and then the offense just held the ball.
and they held it with the backups in there.
Yeah.
How long was that? That was that like a 17-play drive?
Was it the one where they got stopped on the one-yard line?
Yeah, where they just kept going down and going down. And it was so funny at the end of the game. I looked up and I went, it's 3:35. I didn't remember a game ever ending that early that started at 1, ever.
I switched over to Red Zone, and I was like, the other games are in the third quarter? Our game is over already? All right, Rhea, what's your expectation before we say goodbye for the game Saturday? Are we clinching this thing? Is it a wrap?
They should, because, I mean, like, you know, listen, Jaden Daniels doesn't play, and I know Mariota's got legs, and they do allow mobile quarterbacks to run on them a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
But they're an older team, and that was always the problem. Jaden Daniels wasn't going to hold up to, He's too slight to play the position he weighs. He's a great quarterback. He's got to learn to play different.
Yep.
And I thought they were an older team. And I think it's kind of, you know, shown it.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as this past Sunday, but I...
they're going to allow more than 75 yards.
I'd be very surprised if they lose the game. Like, I just think this is the game to clinch it. And then...
Although, if you do remember, there was a game, and I think it was during Chip Kelly's era.
In Washington.
It was in
Washington. It was a Saturday.
It was a Saturday.
I was on after that game, after the postgame stuff.
Yeah, it was bad.
What I remember from that game was, if my memory's right, Chip was the coach, like
you
said.
Yes, it was Chip.
Mark Sanchez was the quarterback for the Eagles that night.
Yeah.
And I think they had him throw like 50 times. Yeah. And I remember coming on there and be like, I'm done with Chip Kelly.
we
let Mark Sanchez throw 50 times? What are you
really
doing?
Bad. Yes. It was really bad.
Rhea, I guess this will be the last time we have until after the holidays.
Yes. Wait a minute,
when we off work?
Next week from today is Christmas. You know that?
Okay, so when
they post
when
the schedules.
When are we
schedules in your email.
I didn't ask you all. See, you see these 400, you see these 800 pennies? Uh-huh. You're not going to get them now, Kyle.
We haven't
there's not
them.
800 pennies in
there's
there.
Not there's not 800 pennies.
Don't it look like 800?
Not a
okay, at least 400?
No.
I got tired of counting.
That's enough.
That's about $5.
It's about 100.
No, it's more than 100. It got to be more than 100.
You know, they have counters that you can put in.
I need to put them. I need to do that.
Do you think we have someone around here that we could count them during the show? I think we need an answer for the show.
Do you remember Al Morgani with his money that Al had all these coins that for like 40 years?
Is that right?
And it came out to something like 16,000, but we did a contest. Whoever guessed the closest
wins.
Got half of them.
Oh wow!
Al gave him half the money.
Hugh, you should do that.
I was a friendly guy.
Yeah, well, you.
I think
do
this is about 500.
No shot. All right, 215-592. Thank you, Rhea.
Happy holidays.
You too. There she goes, Rhea Hughes. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off, and if your player scores the first or the last touchdown of the game, you win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't.
You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.